Kansas City-based singer Deborah Brown says her new CD, All Too Soon, explores the hidden gems of jazz songs. Like most of her music, the disc delivers a no-nonsense romantic sound to fans of classic swinging jazz.
For much of her career, the singer has found those classic jazz fans at nightclubs, concerts, and festivals in Europe. She spent the last couple of decades living and teaching off and on in Europe, and she also performs regularly in Russia. Deborah Brown recently talked to Susan Wilson about her new CD and her enthusiastic international audience. Brown's career started by paying her dues in Kansas City, but the Midwest could only contain her for so long.
When I went to Europe in the mid-80s, then I really found my stride with the jazz music, working with people like Horace Parlin, who played with Charles Mingus for many years, Red Mitchell, who played with Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan, Ed Thigpen, who was the drummer for Ella Fitzgerald. I had a lot of stories and also a lot of good advice from those guys. And School of Hard Knocks, I would say. I feel like I'm part of the old legacy, and yet I was a young person coming into that, but I got a chance to really feel what it was like to play with those jazz masters, and that's an invaluable experience.
Any differences between the European audiences and the Kansas City audiences?
Well, of course, the Europeans are trained. They know, I mean, they've seen the best of that American jazz has to offer on a regular basis. It's state-supported, in a way, because all of their cultural programs have some state funds behind it. So it's not like, your individual is going bust because they have jazz concerts. So it gives you, and then also it's a part of their normal activities. Okay, we're going to go to see a jazz program. Their festivals are fantastic. So this is part of their culture. And to me, it's just amazing that I can sing the spoken word. I don't know if they understand the words, though many Europeans do speak at least 3 or 4 languages because they're landlocked with all their, with all their country and their language. So they have to learn other languages just to travel. So they're very tolerant in that they will give you the respect of listening to the words. And they understand what you're saying, or they feel what you're saying. And they respond appropriately.
Now, what's the response in Russia?
They're like Kansas City. If you sing a really good note, they'll clap for you really loud. I said they're like a black audience in Kansas City. I love it.
So what you're saying is kind of a tough audience.
Well, I mean, no. They will they will be in your corner 100%. And if you do something fantastic, but you had to do something fantastic now.
Right.
They will clap for you. It will be out of sequence. They're not proper audience clapping after the solos. They will clap in between. They'll clap whenever they feel like, wow, that was good. And they'll clap just right there. And a Kansas City audience does that too. But what they do is if you really do well and you hit a really nice note, the end of the song comes. What they do is bring flowers to the stage.
Oh, how nice.
So I have pictures after the concert of, an entire grand piano filled with flowers. It's really very, very neat, unusual thing. And it does make you work harder.
So let's talk about your new CD, All Too Soon. I know this is a very difficult question for any artist, and I know artists hate this question, but what was your favorite song of this project, or songs?
Actually, Indian Love Call, because, and I think the reason why is because so many people turned me down for making any, they would just look at me blank when they heard it. How am I supposed to turn something like that into a jazz tune? But my pianist, Rob Van Bavel, didn't blink an eyelash. And I thought that was, well, probably he did. I didn't see it. But he wrote the arrangement, and I thought, how interesting the way he heard that. When I'm calling you, will you answer too?
Watson, as you pointed out, is definitely on the CD, and I know he's a friend and a musical colleague. What was it like to work with him on this project?
Bobby is unpredictable. He's fun. He's deep. And the feeling that he gets, and whenever I mention his name anywhere that I work in the world, people always relate to him as, oh, that man with that feeling that he has in his music. There's a certain Kansas City feeling. They even tell me that there's a lilt in the way that he plays. He's an awesome musician.
And I noticed that his wife penned one of the songs, Like It Was Before. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, that was a deep song, and there was a lot behind that song, because that was one of the songs that I chose that in actuality didn't have any lyrics on it. And I thought, well, maybe I should write some lyrics, because I really enjoy reading that lyric and I really enjoy the intriguing title. But Pam had lost her brother, and this was one of the songs that came out of it. So this song is actually a song that was really penned because of the time that she didn't have with her brother. So it's a very personal song for her. And I embraced that and chose that, because we did two versions of that song, one with lyrics that I'd written and one with lyrics that she'd written. And I felt this was her song and this was what I needed to do. And so I put her lyrics on there.
Time is such a funny thing. It seems as if it is standing still. But the change is seldom seen, because moments are so swift, those changes turn into moments frayed. You're listening to Casey Kearns. Today we're speaking with Deborah Brown about her new CD titled All Too Soon.
Every night you come and you find me.
So another song, Evening. I'm sorry, Evening. It has a strong bluesy feel. How do you get into the bluesy mood, and what kind of effect were you striving for in this song?
I think when you said evening instead of evening.
You see, I had to get that together.
That's the start of it. Evening.
Evening.
Well, you know, I've really wanted to do that song for many years. I've always liked that tune. And I couldn't figure out how to... It never went on any of the records that I made. But this was the record that it was made for. And when we got to the studio, I didn't tell the guys that they were going to do this. I just sprang it on them. Because I wanted it to be something that was not planned out. They just put that together in the studio, the little lines behind it. I think it came out great, because it sounds so lively and fun.
Even though I try, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep till the noon. Come on, little lady. Little, you know,
Yes, and you are heard scatting on this project.
Not scatting, but scatting.
Scatting. Okay. I'm getting just a little bit too proper on the air.
No,
here.
Scatting. Scatting is a proper word. Let's get that straight. Scatting. Well, that's part of, you know, that's jazz. I like the book that Toni Morrison wrote called Jazz. It was a book, and when I bought it, I was excited about it because when I started reading it, I realized it was the same story told by all of the witnesses that had seen this one event. And I thought, that is just so perfect. So everybody has their way of telling the story. Mine, from my singing point of view, from the pianist point of view, bass, and so on.
So it really tells the story of jazz, because jazz is a story of improvisation and people coming from their own place.
That's right.
Music.
And each time I make a record, the scatting sounds a little bit different, I would think. Scatting sounds a little bit different. I feel a little bit different, a little easier each time I make a record. And that way I'm communicating my story a little easier. Scatting is a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it does not sound easy. Let's put it that way.
It's so much fun.
Well, Deborah Brown, thank you for being with us on KC Currents today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so very much.
Deborah Brown's new CD is called All Too Soon. The singer says she's trying to do more performing stateside. She's appearing at Johnson County Community College's Winterlude Festival in mid-January. Well, we sincerely thank you for tuning in to KC Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the KC Currents page at kcur.org.
You can hear individual stories there or sign up for a podcast or find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at kccurrents.
KC Currents is produced by Suzanne Hogan and Alex Smith. We had help this week from Andrew Hansborough. Our senior producer is Sylvia Maria Gross, and Zach Lewandowski is our intern. Our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith.